Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Senior Pastor Will Cantrell. The scripture is Genesis chapters 43 and 44.
Halloween is all about dressing up, often in scary costumes, and indulging in the guilty pleasure candy and desserts provide. For us, it's a joyful occasion, filled with smiling faces and little goblins and ghosts who are more cute than creepy running around our neighborhood. The first Halloween costume recorded in Scripture is much scarier and more frightening than what we encounter today. Joseph disguises himself as an uncaring ruler when his brothers come to Egypt in need of food to keep their families from starving. They have no idea he is their brother, only that he is unhappy with them and that he has the power to kidnap and kill them if he so desires. Externally, Joseph plays a cruel game with his brothers, deceiving them, framing them, and threatening them with the life of their youngest brother, Benjamin. Internally, an even more important game is going on. Joseph is wrestling with his rage and resentment from the way his brothers abused him and sold him into slavery decades ago. Is the cruel, uncaring ruler just a costume, or is it who Joseph has become? Are his angry threats just a facade designed to disguise his still tender heart, or has his heart grown cold and hardened from the years of struggle and strife he has endured? Tomorrow, when our devotion focuses on Genesis chapters 44 through 45, we will celebrate the good news that there was enough love left in Joseph's heart to overcome his evil impulses. Today, we must consider the state of our own hearts. Are there powers at work in your heart, which, if left alone to fester, could turn you into a monster? Are you wearing a costume of being cold, manipulative, or uncaring because you are scared if you take the costume off, your tender heart will end up broken again? In Christ, God came into the world without a costume so that we could see God face to face. This Halloween, as children excitedly put on their costumes, it's a great time for all of us who claim to follow Christ to ask God to help us to have the courage to take off the costumes which prevent us from loving one another as Christ has loved us. Let's pray together. Holy and gracious God, in Christ we have seen you face to face and gazed upon your loving kindness. Though he had every reason to condemn us, Christ came to save us. When our rage and resentment tempts us to condemn and demean others, send your Holy Spirit to give us the power to love others as Christ has loved us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.